Hi, I'm Ebony, and I believe that stories change lives, and everyone has a story worth telling. Sometimes, unfortunately, we let our self-doubt get in the way of us writing our stories and sharing our stories. So that's why I created Motivation to Write as a source of motivation and inspiration to help writers like you and me share our stories with the world. So I talk to the experts ranging from entrepreneurs to marketers to authors to therapists to psychologists who share their knowledge and their advice to help writers like you and me step into our full potential. Welcome to Motivation to Write. I am so happy you are here. Happy Monday. It is Monday, the first day of the work week. Oh my goodness. So I know that for most of us, Mondays feel like down days. Oh my gosh, I have to go. Well, let me talk about myself. So today I am starting back to work after having 3 weeks off, and it has been a wonderful 3 weeks off. Oh my goodness. I'm telling you, it's like a different reality. Life at home for me is a very different reality than life at work. Life at home is quiet and peaceful. Life at work is sometimes chaotic and a lot more noisier. So, to be perfectly honest, I'm not excited about starting back to work, but I hold on to two strong points, positive points. The first is that I am gainfully employed, and I have been for many years. That's number one. Number two is, overall, I have pleasant students that are wonderful to work with. So those two things keep me going. And I feel that if I ask myself this one question, which I'm going to start asking myself weekly, and I'm going to share it with you because I think it's going to help you too. This is going to help propel me to success every week. And that question is, are you ready? It is, how do I want to show up this week? How do I want to show up for myself? How do I want to show up at work? How do I want to show up for my family? How do I want to show up for my friends? How do I want to show up at the supermarket? Wherever, right? How do I want to show up? Now, if I'm showing up for myself with compassion and love, what does that look like? It means that, let's start with your physical and emotional well-being. If I'm experiencing a physical pain and it's consistent physical pain, I'm not going to ignore it. I'm going to pay attention. I'm going to question, is there any stress that might be causing this pain? Where is this pain located in my body? What's happening emotionally that might be the cause of the stress? That's being self-compassionate, and that's being self-loving. Same thing emotionally. If I'm experiencing emotional discomfort, I'm feeling sad, I'm feeling antsy, I'm feeling anxious, I'm feeling depressed, I'm feeling whatever, I just don't bury that. I don't ignore that. That's not being loving and compassionate towards yourself. So now, if you show up for yourself, I show up for myself. Now I'm in a position to be a lot more effective in showing up for other people. That's the magic. You can't be effective for other people if you're not effective for yourself. It's very difficult. I mean, you can fake it for a while, but eventually it's going to collapse. You're going to exhaust yourself. So that's the question I'm going to ask. How do I want to show up this week? And we'll see where this takes me. But speaking of intention, let's talk about today's or this week's inspiration, because that's what this episode is about. So this week's inspiration is, I just had it up here. Oh my gosh. Where did it go? Okay, here it is. When you add value to people's lives, miracles unfold. So let me tell you about this week's inspiration. I was inspired by my guest this week on Motivation to Write. His name is Jacob Craig. And if you haven't listened to the episode, I hope you listen to it. Jacob Craig is a researcher and an author, and he researches self-development experts. He researches, or he studies what makes them successful. It studies their mindsets, their habits, all the things that they do to be great. And then he actually wrote a book on health and fitness experts, and that book is called something that I just have, but I will, when I bring it back up, I will share with you. But he wrote this book on inspiring leaders in health and fitness. I think that's the title of the book. And he shares his insights with others so that other people can adopt similar habits so that they too can be successful. Now, one thing became very clear to me as I was interviewing Jacob, and that is that he set for himself a clear intention to add value to his life and then to other people's lives. So he first, wanted to improve his own health and fitness because he wasn't feeling so good in his body. So he paid attention to the way that he felt physically, and he didn't ignore it. He actually gave it attention. He was self-compassionate, self-loving, and said, okay, what are we going to do about this? And he improved his health. So he had that clear intention that he wanted to improve his health. He improved it, added value to his life. And then guess what? Then he said, I want to inspire others to do the same. How can I do that? So he set that intention to add value to other people's lives. And then guess what? That got him to researching. And then he wrote a book, published a book, his first book. And now he's starting a series. I wish I had this up. Please forgive me because I wanted to share with you the exact title, but so now he's starting a series of books on leaders and what makes them wonderful. So I think so this particular volume focused on health and fitness, and then his next volume, I'm not sure, but it's on his website. So his book, his first book that he just published, is called Leaders in Health and Fitness. Okay. I just love that he set the intention to add value to people's lives. First, he added value to his own life. Then he added value to other people's lives. And then that's when things began to unfold. That's when the miracles begin to happen, when you set the clear intention to add value to other people's lives. But don't ignore yourself. You're going to be way more effective if you show up for yourself first. And then you're in that higher energetic space and you have so much more energy because you're in that higher space to help expand that feeling of confidence, that feeling of capability to help other people. You expand that and you actually begin to effectively help and inspire other people. So now my question for you is, how do you want to show up this week? And how can you add value to your own life and then other people's lives? That's the question. And when you answer, and hello, this is Motivation to Write, so make sure you write your answers down, because there's power in putting pen to paper. When you write those answers down, now you are focused, and now you just watch how wonderful things will unfold. And don't get scared if it seems a bit chaotic at first, because sometimes things start happening and it looks like things are falling apart. But then out of that, what seems like chaos, comes the breakthrough. What out of chaos comes the opportunity. It's so amazing. I mean, I could share stories, but I am running out of time. Actually, I might have time for one quick story, about 2 minutes left. About 10 years ago, when I used to teach high school music, and I was suddenly moved to the English department, and I was not happy. And I said, you know what? I am totally quitting my job. I cannot stand this. I am leaving the teaching profession. I'm out. Right? Now, I had before before this all started, I had been studying Kabbalah. I was studying energy healing. I was doing a lot of work on myself, and I was utterly confused as to why this was happening. I felt like I was being demoted, honestly, from being the music teacher to being just a regular English teacher. And so out of that, what seemed like chaos was the breakthrough, was the gift. Because once I moved over to English, oh my goodness, that I actually began to like it. It was really hard at first. Do not get me wrong. The first year was, oh my gosh, because I went from teaching like upperclassmen to ninth graders, which is very different. Now I love ninth grade. It's like the best. They're just so young and fresh and innocent. And then I decided, I was inspired to get a master's in English. I got that. And then I start blogging and doing all these things. And then I start this podcast. All of this happened through the chaos. So don't get scared or discouraged if it seems like things are falling apart, because there is a breakthrough. There is a breakthrough. Okay, now I'm out of time. I'm a little over time. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you like these 10 to 15 minute podcast episodes, be on the lookout, because I am just finishing up the final touches on a membership program called Motivation to Write Plus. And it will have these episodes, two additional episodes per week, with writing exercises to help propel you to success and heal your energy. It's really focused on the power of energy healing. And I am super excited. I will actually have, if you're not already on my emailing list, I encourage you to get on my emailing list, because I need your help to kind of put the finishing touches on this program. So I have a survey that I will be sending out. It's just really one question that I need to ask you. And I think I'll probably even include a link to it in the show notes here, but I'm really excited. So if you want more of these types of podcast episodes and you are really looking forward to 2022, subject lines say things like a new you in 2022. I don't know if you've notice that. But if you are interested in becoming a newer, better version of you in 2022, let's do this together, and look for my Motivation to Write Plus membership program that will be launching in early February. That's the month of love, right? Valentine's Day. Yay. Okay. So anyways, now I'm really going to say goodbye. Please, you can follow me on social media. I'm at Twitter at Ebony Haywood. Instagram and Facebook at Motivation to Write. And of course, you can sign up for my newsletter at zazo.com. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.